From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has become a source of tensions between the two giants.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
President Xi told reporters the two sides reached consensus on the issue and stressed that Beijing is against any cyber theft of any kind. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today, the third stop in a U.S. tour that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a mass in New York City's famed Madison Square Garden. In his homily, Francis urged the attendees to reject self-absorption and remember the needy. In Philadelphia, the Pope will attend the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families and celebrate an outdoor mass expected to draw nearly 2 million people. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré for contesting the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso was planning to hold elections in October. It is not clear if the vote will still go ahead. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European nations are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity, solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. About 60,000 people have been escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa and have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor of Serbia. Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda when U.S. Secretary of State meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif later today. The talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, come less than a month before October 18th, known as Adoption Day. The 18th will mark the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in the plan of action. Iran is expected to reduce its uranium stockpile, remove thousands of centrifuges, and make conversions at nuclear facilities to comply with the agreement. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, says he will resign one of the most powerful positions in the United States government at the end of October. Cindy Sain reports the 65-year-old Republican from Ohio has been under intense pressure from conservative members of his own party.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
An American man from the state of Texas has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for attempting to provide material support to terrorists. Prosecutors say the 24-year-old former student at the University of Texas used internet message boards to identify people wanting to help Islamic insurgents fighting in such countries as Syria and Somalia. They say he helped one individual who was actually an FBI source. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.